This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to Running with Horses, a podcast devoted to inspire you concerning a relationship with Almighty God that empowers you to accomplish things you never thought possible. Shirley Weaver wants to take you there. And now, here's today's episode.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. You know, this podcast, Running with Horses, originated from the Bible accounts of supernatural interventions by God in the lives of His people. And I believe that that is happening right now on the campuses that we are hearing about, the universities here in the United States and other places beyond this nation. There is a connection between this outpouring, the supernatural intervention by God, where He quickens us and the power of God comes into our lives sort of unexpectedly, you might even say. And it's neat. It's really a blessing to be the recipient, to be in the presence of God, as these students have told in their accounts of what is taking place on their campuses, and as many, many others who have traveled to observe and bring back reports are saying, it's all the same voice. The visitation of the Lord is stirring hearts, and the response is prayer and worship, and a holiness unto the Lord that didn't exist in a manifested form beforehand. So I'm connecting these two dots, so to speak. Our podcast, our purposes, what is taking place on the campuses, and I have two things to say. This visitation of the Lord, of the presence of the Lord in our midst, I believe, is the answer from Almighty God to what took place during the pandemic, when our pastors and our church leaders were hamstrung, their hands were tied, our churches were closed, our voices were silenced. We couldn't gather, we were restricted instead. In that sense, religious liberty really around the world went through a transformation where intimidation sort of ruled the day. You wouldn't dare gather with people. The word solemnly calls us to gather together as believers, but the intimidating force from outside was, no, you wouldn't dare do that. That would be a foolish thing to do. But, you know, God watches. I think the scripture says, He looks on the hearts of all men, and He knows all things. So here we are in a visitation of His Spirit, where not just a couple of hours, several times a week, which would be the typical church calendar where people would gather, but now 24/7, days on end, uncontained, the people of God gather to worship the Lord and to adore Him, you know, and to not be restrained and not to be limited, but to do what we were created to do. So that's the first thing I want to say. When the presence of God comes on you, you are changed. Things are different. You think differently. You behave and act with a newness and a, you know, it's like the eagle being renewed. It's like the strength of the eagle being renewed. There's no question about it. And I'm sure you've experienced that at times in your life. Corporately now, we are given this opportunity to come together and receive this very kind of, what I mean, for lack of a better expression, download from the Lord. That's the first thing. Secondly, Ezekiel 37, verse 9, speak to the breath. Another translation says, prophesy to the breath. Prophesy to the breath coming from these four winds. Of course, the breath is from God. Breathe on these dry bones. That word is happening and being played out right before our eyes, right now, around the world. the words Ezekiel spoke in chapter 37 concerning the nation of Israel, and also for an end time or end of time, end of the age outcome or emphasis is happening right now in the body of Christ. Something we've prayed for a very long time is happening, and it's this verse, verse 9, speak to the breath, prophesy to the breath, and say, come breath, meaning breath of God, and breathe here. You know, in our previous podcast, we considered the gift of God in our home, in our congregation, that the very thing the Lord is doing on campuses, a distance, probably a distance from where you and I live, but it can be present right now with us. If we say and we recognize, present with me and my family right now where we live, present with you and your family right now where you live, with your pastor and your church leadership and your congregation, the fellowship of the believers that you are acquainted with, prophesy to the breath and see the four winds, bring it, collect it, and bring it to you. I don't know if you have a family altar in your home, but it's not too late to start one. Most people do have a place where the family congregates. Usually that's the dinner table. That's a great start right there to prophesy to the breath and pray and ask God to come. Say what you want. Pray what you want. Prophesy to the breath. Oh, wind, bring this moving. Bring this movement of the Spirit of God. Bring this visitation to me and my children, my grandchildren. You see, everything in God, everything that we experience is spiritual in nature. And everything that you encounter today has an underpinning of spiritual, there's a spiritual contest to see what you will believe and what you will accept, and if you can be intimidated, and whether or not you will be silenced. And on the other hand, do you choose to be revived? Do you choose to side with the Spirit of God in this spiritual contest and say, yes, prophesy, speak to the breath, come breath of God right now to where I am, into my life, into my physical body, you see what I'm saying? Two things. The Lord is recovering what was stolen from you during that pandemic, what was stolen from your church, and you now are in a position to receive not only the restored portion, but a sevenfold add-on in terms of the presence and the filling of God's Spirit, answered prayer, all that goes with it. And you have a role in that, in your speaking, in what you say. Do you believe this very thing? Prophesy to the breath. Do you believe? Do you believe that God is breathing His breath of revival, of fire, of healing, of deliverance right now? And do you want to be in on that? I'll bet, I know the answer. I bet your answer is yes. So let's pray that way right now. Almighty God, my Father, in Jesus' name, We prophesy to the breath, and we ask you to cause the four winds to gather up your breath from every corner and every place and bring it supernaturally and visit us. Visit us. Breathe fresh on us right now. Our church leadership, our church gathering, our homes and families. And Lord, we predict, we prophesy in this spiritual combat that is taking place for the hearts and the minds of your people, that you will prevail, that you have the victory. And we say to you, lead on, O King Eternal. We follow, not with fear. Have your way, God. O breath of God, have your way. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you, wherever you are. Ask God for His breath. Prophesy His breath. You can.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support this podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. Don't forget to check out the show notes or visit acleartrumpet.org, where you can subscribe to Shirley's email list, download the ministry app, and purchase your very own copy of Shirley's 365-day devotional, Running with Horses. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.